94.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Good to have you along this morning with Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram, my producer Morgan Alexander. On the way at 7:03, not only are we going to have David Beauclair, but we're also going to have Rashawn Evans from the Titans. So looking forward to that in about half an hour. Let's head to New Orleans. Coach Rick Stockstill was with us as team plays in the bowl game down there on Saturday against Appalachian State. Coach Doc, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. You guys, how y'all doing this morning?
We're fine. How do you sort of balance out with your team having fun being at a bowl game versus getting ready to play on Saturday?
Well, you know, it's not that difficult. These guys are really a mature group. We've got great leadership on this team, and we've got a good schedule laid out. We got three practices in Murfreesboro, and then came down here, and we worked out the day that we flew in on Tuesday, and then had a good practice yesterday, and, you know, we'll get at it today. So going to a bowl game is not easy. It's hard, and you want these guys to be rewarded for their efforts of what they did all year long. So we understand what we're here for, and, you know, we talk about it constantly. But they've had good practices here, and then they've had a good time as well.
Do you look at Appalachian State and say, as a program, they're kind of like us, you know, really solid for a long time, some big wins over some power schools along the way, and, you know, and accomplished a lot of good things?
Yeah, I think they've won 39 or 40 games the last 4 years, and, you know, they've moved into the Sun Belt Conference and, you know, have done a really nice job there. They're very well coached, have always been very well coached, even when, you know, Jerry Moore was there back in the 1AA days. And, you know, so I've known about and followed App State for a long time, you know, with their proximity to when I was at Clemson. You know, you knew about them all the time, and just a lot of respect for, you know, their players, their coaches, and their program.
Coach Rick Stockstill is our guest, his team in New Orleans to play App State on Saturday in the New Orleans Bowl.
Well, Coach, every year is a kind of a new year, and you're wrapping up with this season with a bowl game. But I guess if you had two or three words to describe this year's team, how would you describe this team?
I would say that this team is one of the toughest, one of the closest, and one of the most resilient teams I've been around. Everybody knows how difficult the schedule was, but we never flinched. We never backed down, and it all goes back to the toughness, the mental toughness that this team has, as well as the physical toughness. But to me, those three words, just, this was a really close football team. We talked about it back in January, and the camaraderie that this team has. You know, and Blaine, you've been around it, played at the highest level, but, you know, your most talented teams aren't necessarily your best teams.
Right.
And, you know, we're not the most talented team by a long stretch, but, you know, this team plays together, cares about each other, and I'm just impressed with the toughness mentally and physically that this team comes to work with every day at practice, and then how they play the games on Saturday.
Well, yeah, that starts with the head coach and the quarterback. And speaking of those things, you know, besides your quarterback, who are some of the guys we should be kind of watching for, or maybe some of the scouts are looking at, whether they're sophomores, juniors, or seniors, that we should be keeping an eye out? And maybe there'll be another Byard out there that we will notice, you know, here pretty quickly.
Well, you know, I don't know if we got any KBs, but, you know, it's, you know, I think we got some guys that'll get a chance. You know, I think Darius Harris, our linebacker, you know, has had a good year. He'll get a chance. Chandler Brewer, our right guard, will get a chance. I think Brent will get a chance. You know, and then, you know, we got a couple DBs that, you know, might have had good years that, you know, might get a, you know, that free agent, that unsigned free agent deal. They come in, you know, right after the draft. I think got a couple guys that might get a look, but I think the three, you know, probably, you know, Chandler and Brent and Darius, those guys have got a chance to maybe get a look.
This isn't just Rick Stockstill, the head coach of MTSU. This is the Conference USA Coach of the Year.
Ah, congrats.
And Stock, how neat was it to share that moment with Brent, who was the you know, the conference player of the year. That had to be really cool.
Yeah, it was, you know, Mark, and just, you know, again, I'm not, you know, I got that award because of these players and the other coaches, you know, and it's, you know, people say that all the time, but I truly believe that and truly mean it. I'm so honored to coach these guys and be around them every day. And then what you said there about, you know, Brent being the player of the year deal on that day, that was a special day, and it will be something that, you know, I remember and cherish for a long time. And I don't know if it's probably happened before in college football, but you know, it was a really neat and special day. I'm not going to downplay that. So I was honored to share that day with him.
Coach, I got to tell you, as a football fan, you know, I'm jacked for this game. I think it's a great matchup. But I got to ask you, the teams that have beaten App State, Penn State, Georgia Southern, rushed for over 200 yards against them. How important is the running game in this matchup? And do you guys think you can run on them?
Well, we're going to have to. And you're exactly right. We haven't run the ball. We didn't run the ball very well the last two games against UAB. We had a little bit of success at Kentucky, but not, you know, a consistent enough running game. So if we can't run the ball against them, you know, and you look at early in the year, you know, when we couldn't run the ball at all, we were so one-dimensional. It's hard to win games like that. And I think it's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to us being able to effectively and efficiently, you know, run the football, and we've got to stop the run on the other side of the ball, because that's what they're going to hang their hat on.
Done any fun stuff in New Orleans while you've been there?
Eat?
There you go.
Now, what's your go-to when you're down there?
You know, I got to go to Mother's. You know, I always go to Mother's and just get some good old Southern cooking and, you know, seafood there. And then there's a little oyster bar that I went to and got some oysters the other day. So, went to the casino for a little bit and I donated to their electricity bill.
And yada, yada, yada. What's nobody's that? Getting anything for Christmas this year.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brent and Emily.
Coach Doc, always a lot of fun, man. Wish you guys all the best in the game on Saturday. We appreciate the
good
time.
Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a great Christmas.
Okay,
also.
You too. We'll see you later. Coach Rick Stock still joining us here on the Wake Up.
Oh, I've been down that path before.
Oh, I think a lot of people
That's
have.
That's funny.
Man, you never hear anybody really admit, you know, how it goes. He's just like, I broke even.
Coach Stock has an underrated sense of humor.
He's great. All right, when we come back, coaches fall into place and the Tennessee offensive coordinator search is ongoing. How Brent Hubbs sees it when we come back right here on 104.5.